Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Ray McGovern, who was one of the chief morning briefers and analysts, of course, in George Herbert Walker Bush's administration, also a Army veteran, is our guest. I wanted to get him on to talk about WikiLeaks, because I've seen him saying, look, this is a big deal. The media is spinning it off into, you know, why do WikiLeaks do this? Should they get in trouble? Instead of looking at what's in these documents and how Afghanistan is unwinnable, at least from the public perspective of what the system claims the war is for. And then we're going to get into Iran. More and more, it looks like they're greenlighting an attack sometime as an October surprise. We'll talk to Ray McGovern about that as well. Ray, it's always great to have you. Thanks for coming on.
You're most welcome.
WikiLeaks, give us your breakdown on it.
Well, there are a lot of interesting things about it. Substantively, it shows that the war is clearly a misbegotten effort, largely because Pakistan, their security services, the ISI, are supporting the Taliban, funding them, training them, leading them in battle. It's quite remarkable. These army documents, you know, these are official documents recognized as authentic by the administration now. They paint a picture of the inter-service intelligence unit there in Pakistan taking the billion of dollars that we give them every year and turn it around and making sure that the insurgency prospers, really. And so, you know, this whole business about the border areas and we need to get the Pakistanis to realize that they need to throw their lot in with us. Well, what really strikes me as bizarre is you get people like our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, goes down to Islamabad and says, now, to the Pakistani leaders, she said, you really shouldn't be afraid of India. India. I just came from India. They're very nice people there, and they told me they wish you no harm. And so don't be worried about India. Be worried about terrorists. Be worried about Taliban and al-Qaeda. That's what you should worry about. Now, Alex, anybody who knows anything about the history of the subcontinent, it knows that you're not going to be able to persuade the Pakistanis to worry about anybody else but India and vice versa. And so how does this impact on Afghanistan? Well, the way that the Pakistanis ensure or try to ensure that India no longer has a preeminent influence in Kabul and the rest of Afghanistan is to have their own assets. And those assets are ones that they created on our behalf many years ago. They called the Taliban. And they're going to play that card forever. And it's just a matter of time before the feckless counterinsurgency tactics realize that there's an external supply of people and weapons and everything else, just as there was in Vietnam, by the way. You know, when the North kept supplying the troops in the South, so we were going to interdict the supply, right? And we couldn't do that. Then what do? We bombed the North. So what do we do in Pakistan? We're bombing Pakistan, this time with fancy drone stuff where nobody gets shot down and gets killed. Give me a break. It's the most feckless exercise that I've ever seen, and these documents prove it beyond reasonable belief. Now, beyond reasonable doubt, let's say. Now, the White House, 3 days ago, dictated to the stenographers, they call themselves the White House Press Corps, and they all took the dictation, namely, nothing new here. You know, I said, oh, we know all that stuff. We took that into account when we made our big decisions late last year and all this stuff. And so that goes up on the headlines in the Washington Post and the other papers. It's ridiculous. They should read the documents, for Pete's sake, but they're being discouraged to do that. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of back in 2005 when the Downing Street memo was released. Does that sound like we have to break here? If we do.
Yes, sir. Stay there. We're going to come right back. I just didn't want to interrupt you to continue with your view of WikiLeaks, how the media is trying to spin it, what you think these documents are really going to do.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, former CIA analyst and morning briefer to George Herbert Walker Bush and others, a guy who's really made a lot of accurate predictions and breakdowns here on this show, joins us. We were talking about WikiLeaks and what that means to the Afghan war. In the last year, I've seen all these denials that, oh, there's not advisors, there's not Army and CIA advisors in Pakistan. You know, that's a lie. There's no Blackwater there. Now these documents confirm that, but just in the last week, I guess ahead of these, they came out and admitted, okay, days before this came out, we do have advisors in Pakistan. And it does seem the way they spun this is to point it at Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, and say, see, we kind of need to be there. But I don't think that's the fault of WikiLeaks so much of the media just spinning it. But I know Ray McGovern can comment on that. And are there big connections from Pakistani intelligence to the Taliban and why? And then I want to get into Iran and the war drums really getting more and more intense on that front. But you were cut off by the break, Ray. Please continue.
Sure. I was just trying to raise a comparison here between the WikiLeaks treatment by the fawning corporate media And the way the same phoning corporate media treated the revelations in the after Downing Street minutes, you'll recall that those were minutes recording the chief British spy telling Tony Blair that George Bush had decided to go to war with Iraq for regime change, that this war would be, quote, justified, end quote, by the conjunction of weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. Translation from the British will say that he has all kinds of mass weapons of mass destruction and that he's going to use them, give them to terrorists. And finally, that crowning sentence for us intelligence specialists, it went this way, quote, but the intelligence and facts are being fixed around the policy, period, end quote. So that was manifest information, documentary information, the minutes of the meeting written by a participant the same day, and it showed that the intelligence was being fixed. And that was July, the middle of July 2002, some 8 or 9 months before the war. Now, in this case, well, in that case, the New York Times avoided even mentioning it until Representative Conyers held that hearing at which I testified. And 2 mornings before the hearing, he and I were both on Amy Goodman. And that very morning, the Washington Post had published an editorial saying, oh, yes, and there are these after Downing Street minutes. They are of no consequence. We knew that all the time. I had a laugh because my thought was, you know, if the Washington Post knew that the intelligence was being fixed all the time, I don't know exactly why they didn't tell us. Can you hazard a guess on that, Alex? So the situation here is the same. They don't want anybody to read them. They don't want anybody to analyze them. And even the New York Times, which was forced to publish this because they knew that the Guardian in London and the Der Spiegel in Hamburg, that they both had them and they would be scooped, and it would be very embarrassing for people to realize that the New York Times had these documents and hadn't published them. So what did they do? They went to the White House and said, you know, we're in this bind. We don't want to be scooped, and is it okay if we can? And and the White House was very understanding. He said, oh, shucks, I guess this time you can. And Robert Gibbs, the president's spokesman, later complimented the responsible way that the New York Times conducted themselves. I tell you, Alex, if the press has to go to the White House to receive permission to publish things, and that's the responsible way to act, we've come one heck of a long way in the free press of this country.
Do you think this is going to have as much as an effect on the Afghan/Pakistan conflict as the Pentagon Papers with Daniel Ellsberg and the RAND Corporation did to the Vietnam War?
Alex, I've often said that the biggest sea change that I witnessed in this town of Washington in the 47 years I've been here is that there's no longer in any real sense a free press. There was back in the 70s. There was in the 60s. We got rid of a president because of a free press. There is none now. And so it all depends on whether the defunct Fourth Estate has been replaced by a vibrant Fifth Estate. And that's the good news, folks. There's a Fifth Estate out there, a free media. The medium is the ether. It's not susceptible of control by governments or advertisers or corporations which don't own it. And we have the WikiLeaks phenomenon and many other phenomena that feed on the availability of this wonderful resource. And so even though the Fourth Estate is dead, and we should duly mourn it because it's a travesty to have those folks stenographing there in the White House, the Fifth Estate is vibrant. And so I think that if people are given enough information, you know, it's impossible for everybody to read all these army documents, but if people know where to look for real information on this, and that's the missing link. In speaking around town here, I've been referring often to the WikiLeaks exposure of that turkey shoot, that god-awful turkey shoot that our soldiers there in that Apache helicopter gunship. The gun barrel photography, the video on that with sound showing our young people just gloating over the turkey shoot of about a dozen Iraqi civilians minding their own business severely injuring two children. Now, when I ask people about that, nobody knows about it. Maybe out of a very progressive audience of 100 people, five people say, oh, yeah, I read something about that. And only two of those have taken the trouble to go up onto their URL line and put in collateral murder. That's all you need, collateral murder.
Now, Ray, we're running out of time. This is key info you've been covering, but we've only got this segment, what's left, and the short segment coming up with you today, and I appreciate the time. But going back to something you just mentioned briefly, now we see cybersecurity. We read about Top Secret USA, 854,000 private individuals with the highest security level. We know they're training the military for domestic operations. The White House admits they want to start censoring the Internet. Cass Sunstein does. And it looks like the system realizes it's not going to get away with all this corruption if they don't start curtailing the web. Are you concerned about that?
I am. And specifically because the general, now four-star General Keith Alexander, is the same fellow who lied to Congressman Rush Holt, who's on the House Intelligence Committee, and went out there to NSA in December of 2007 and asked Alexander, you're not eavesdropping on American citizens, are you? And he said, oh, no, that's against our First Commandment. And James Risen's article came out just a week later. So Alexander, you know, in my day we used to think that Army officers shouldn't lie. Well, he lied to his congressional overseer. That's a crime, okay? And now he is in charge of all this cyberspace stuff, security, offensive stuff, and still head of NSA.
And now the Washington Post says Obama wants to search everybody's computers and ISPs without warrants now, something they're already doing. So we've gone from Bush lying 3 years ago and saying, we're not spying on you without warrants. That's illegal. And to this general doing it, to him now being the head of it and saying, yeah, we're listening to everything you're doing. And Google is in Wired magazine today saying we're with the CIA watching all of you in real time. So they've gone from saying, oh, we would never do that, to, yeah, we're watching everything.
You know what the saving grace is here, Alex? The saving grace is that by adding more straw or more hay to the haystack, it makes it even more difficult to find the needles. Now, maybe you and I are getting special treatment, but if you deluge the system with more and more intercepted conversation, just think of the billions and billions of things that they collect every day in NSA. It's funny in terms of them running down patriots like us. It's not so funny when there are real terrorists out there and they can't find this needle in the haystack. Needle in the haystack.
Or corporate criminals. And we've seen that under Bush Sr., Clinton, right through to Obama, where they've cut almost all of the government corporate fraud investigators. 11 years ago, they knew what Madoff was doing but blocked it. Now the Federal Trade Commission has been given total anonymity and immunity for covering up crimes. I mean, this is wild.
Yeah, Alex said those folks all look like us, though. You know, if you're a little darker in color and have a beard or wear something we consider funny on the top of your head, well, that's a big, big difference. But I don't know how you sort out at NSA, how you sort for funny-looking things on top of people's heads. You can't. And so the state of the art, as it was two decades ago, is that you can collect immense amounts of information from satellites, from intercepted, whatever, okay? You can't find what you need unless you get really smart programs and really experienced analysts to guide the retrieval.
Unless, just like torture doesn't work, unless you want fake confessions and to scare people, unless they know none of this really works, they can just claim their intel shows it.
Yeah, you know, in part, it's what I consider to be the biggest corporate welfare program in our country since the Strategic Defense Initiative, you know, the anti-ballistic missile thing.
Star Wars,
yeah. What you got here is 2.5 times as big a intelligence budget now as was the case before 9/11. Now, that's $75 billion, Alex. What we could do in this country with $75 billion, I hate to tell you how many schools we could build, how many teachers we could train and retain, and all the other uses.
How many bridges we could fix. We got a short five-minute segment coming up, and then Ray's got to go. Let's get into Iran and the green lighting for that attack. Is it on? We're going to talk to him straight ahead. This is vital info. Stay with us.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Okay, let's move quick with Ray McGovern. It looks like they're lining up an attack on Iran. We're seeing all these different government leaders say that it's on in the next 3 months. Is that saber-rattling?
I think it's more than saber-rattling. Let me give you a little background, Alex. Iran's alleged attempt to build a nuclear bomb. A red herring, folks, a red herring. The CIA and 15 other intelligence agencies decided made a judgment at the end of 2007 that Iran had stopped working on a nuclear weapon. Not on the whole nuclear program, but on the nuclear weapon. And that judgment holds, okay? It holds till today. A new estimate is being updating that, but so far that judgment holds. Now, number two, Iran has agreed to ship half of its low-enriched uranium out of country. Half. Wow. You would think that the Israelis and the U.S., those who are afraid of a nuclear weapon in the port in Iran, they jump up and down and say, wow, that lessens the chances of about 50%. Instead, they're going to sanctions. They're going to other things that are likely to provoke Iran. Number three, a recent Pew poll shows that in 16 advanced countries, most people believe that it's necessary to attack Iran because of its alleged nuclear weapon. Okay? What's the most important thing? The most important thing is what Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu thinks of our president. The recent encounter that they had in the White House where Obama fawned all over him, didn't mention the settlements, didn't mention the American citizen that Netanyahu's forces killed just 2 weeks before. Netanyahu has the impression of our president as a wuss. I'm from the Bronx. That's a combination between a wimp and a pussycat. And if that's his judgment, which I'm convinced it is, he's about ready to use what he considers to be his ace in the hole, the Israel lobby in this country, and do what he wishes to do with respect to Iran. How would it work? He'd send his fighter bombers just up to Iraqi airspace, which we still control for one more month. He would say, he'd call, there'd be the 4 a.m. telephone call to Obama. Mr. Obama, I just want to let you know, we discovered some really bad stuff about nuclear weapons in Iran, so our planes are going through your airspace now. Make sure you tell Mike Mullen not to shoot any of them down. Now, there isn't one person in Washington, Alex, that thinks that Obama would have the courage to say, no, you don't. We're going to shoot them down. We are not going to shoot any Israeli planes down. Netanyahu knows that. He knows he can attack Iran, and Iran will retaliate, and we'll be in the mix big time, okay? The other thing that he looks at, Netanyahu does, is the election. Our president has showed himself allergic to do anything that would possibly put any Jewish or Israeli noses out of joint before the election, and so this is the time. I will predict that the chances are better than even that Israel will start a war with Iran next month. That's August 2010.
So it's definitely going into the green light phase. And what about false flags? We saw Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times say Obama has to have an Oklahoma City or 9/11 to look strong to the public for us to win the elections. I mean, that was an amazing statement.
Yeah, it's just a trifle more cynical than I'm willing to go. I see Obama as first and foremost 90% a politician, not a constitutional lawyer, not a guy that cares about our troops. And it's on that basis that I judge that he considers it just not a politically feasible thing to put the reins on Netanyahu, given the strength of the Likud lobby in this country.
Well, what do you at your gut think? You say more than 50%. I mean, I know you're hedging there, but I mean, clearly they're moving towards it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the former head of the CIA, Hayden, say it's inexorable, it's going to happen. We hear, you know, all these noises coming out. Ahmadinejad believes it's going to happen in the next 3 months. You're saying August.
Well, the thing is, Alex, that you can never be real definitive in these predictions because it still is in Obama's power to prevent this. And indeed, we veteran intelligence professionals for sanity are drafting a memorandum to the president right now, like tonight, okay? And what we're going to say is you better publicly tell Netanyahu, don't do it. We're not going to support you if you do. And that's enough to turn it off.
And that's going to be at consortiumnews.com?
Yes, it will be. Probably about 3 days.
Consortiumnews.com. We need to get this public statement with all of your expert analysis and bombard the White House and Congress with this report.
Yeah, I would suggest that. That would be great. And maybe we can turn it off.
Oh, we got about 30 seconds left. Anything else we can do to try to avert World War III?
Well, I think you call your congresspeople, you call your senators, tell them that, you know, We're past the point where we're going to be diddled by a country that pretends to be our ally and gets us in a whole peck of trouble in the Middle East.
All right, consortiumnews.com is where you can read all of the great reports by Ray McGovern. Our website's InfoWars.com. Ray, talk to you again soon. Well, I sure hope that we don't have World War III. We're going to come back and look at...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're going to get a big update here in just a few minutes from Phil Berg on the whole birth certificate issue. You know he gave up his citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen, making him ineligible, but we'll talk about all the big developments since we had him on a few months ago. A lot of states moving to pass laws to make him show it coming up in the next election. But he's so politically destroyed now, even the Democratic Party is talking about running somebody else against him in the primaries coming up in 2011 for the 2012 elections. But before we go to Phil Berg, the father of the birther movement, I want to tell you about a few great sponsors. One of them is Inner Food, Inner Health Botanicals. They've got this wonderful 20-ingredient green superfood you drink with water or juice or whatever you like, and you absorb all of it. Instead of just absorbing a little bit, like with regular vitamins and minerals. And it's 20 superfoods. It's innerfood.com, E-N-E-R, food.com, innerfood.com. I drink it. A lot of my crew does. My wife loves it. Whenever she runs out, she's like, get more, order more. So it's just wonderful stuff. Innerfood.com. Check it out today. Or give them a call, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. It'll really detoxify you, innerfood.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. The website's gussetclothing.com. Gusset spelled G-U-S-S-E-T. Gussetclothing.com. Links up on Infowars.com. They've got motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, shorts, everything. It's made in America, and they're super high-quality jeans. I've noticed since Levi's is made out of the country, I can't buy them anymore. They just split and break and don't. They're just total junk, unfortunately. This is made in America. They're high-quality jeans. Give them a call, 888-8-GUSSET. That's 888-8-GUSSET, G-U-S-S-E-T, or gussetclothing.com. It's made in America, folks, and they're high-quality jeans, and I really love their motorcycle jeans. They've got Kevlar sewn into them. You can't beat that. So gussetclothing.com. Now going to Phil J. Berg, a former deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania, former candidate for governor of the U.S. Senate, the Democratic primaries, former chair of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, former member of the Democratic State Committee and attorney with offices in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and an active member in Philadelphia. He is a paid life member of the NAACP and a volunteer fire police for 27 years. And Phil Berg, early on, was one of the first person to credibly start asking about the birth certificate. And so, sir, for those that just joined us, state the basic facts of the birther movement and then the key information on Indonesia and all the new developments that have unfolded since then.
Sure. Pleasure to be on. It's an honor to be on your show, Alex.
Good to have you.
Respect you, and you have a great audience out there. And hello, Alex Jones fans. Phil Berg here, and you gave me a great introduction. This is now my 29th year being a volunteer fire police, and we all have to give back to our community. And I'm giving back to our country right now. This is now my 23rd month in pursuing Obama, who is my new name for him. He's a complete imposter. He's a phony, a fraud, but he's an imposter, and we have to do something about it. I'll get into the latest thing that's still pending in the courts. How I got involved in this, someone called me up and said, had you heard the rumor that Obama's not natural born? I said a little bit, and I did some checking, and I filed the first lawsuit against Obama August 21st, 2008, before the Democratic National Convention. And at that time, I sued Obama and the Democratic National Committee, and I figured the Democratic National Committee would question Obama and therefore, you know, either produce documentation that he's natural born or not nominate him. But there was collusion there between the Democratic National Committee because they didn't do anything, and they actually have joined forces in fighting my lawsuits. I ended up filing three lawsuits, and about another 100 lawsuits have been filed around the country, most of them dismissed on the area of standing. The courts have said that no one has the right to challenge the Constitution. Unbelievable. But that's the court system now, and if the national media had done what they should have done, and that is properly vet Obama, he never would have been nominated. What the national media did to Sarah Palin is what they should have done to Obama, and he would not be where he is. And the national media is shaking a little, but they're still covering for Obama. The biggest thing is, 2 months before I got involved to quell the rumors, on the Obama campaign website, they put a document up there called a CULB, Certification of Live Birth, trying to indicate that Obama was born in Hawaii. The document by experts have been proven. We have experts that have said it's a phony. It's been altered. At the very bottom, it says if there's any alteration of this document, the document is invalid. And significant, a CULB is different than a birth certificate. A birth certificate has on it the weight of the baby, the length of the baby, the hospital name, the doctor's signature, none of which appeared on this phony document which they produced, which they continue to refer back to as a birth certificate.
And the feet. I mean, it normally has the ink stamped feet. I mean, I have a copy of that with myself, so it's this receipt, and they've acted very, very secretive and will never release it. But then you brought out even more important intel, and that's why I was neutral on this in the last 2.5 years, but leaning towards it being true, and I respect you and others. But then when we learned that he did give up his citizenship, that his real name is Barry Sitaro, that when you give up your citizenship to that nation, you then are not eligible to be president. Any way you slice this, he's ineligible. And then the cover-up just adds to the fact of where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right, and you gave a great analysis there, and let me just explain that it's hard for Obama to get out of it, because in the two books that he has had about his life so young, one of them says he found his birth certificate, so he has his birth certificate, so, you know, why hasn't he produced the birth certificate at this time? And the other thing is, he states that his parents were divorced, and he mentions that his mother remarried, because he mentions in his book that his stepfather returned to Indonesia before his mother, and he did. And that's significant because Indonesia, he mentioned his stepfather, and we have the school record, which you are very correct, Alex. His name is Barry Sotoro. So if he hasn't legally changed his name since then, and there's no evidence he did, his name is Barry Sotoro. So every time he signs, his name is Barack Hussein Obama in each of the 50 states and territories when he ran for president was fraud, but he was sworn in as fraud, and everything he signs now is fraud. And
he was known in college as Barry.
Barry, right.
He's even called into radio shows in the last year saying, hey, this is Barry.
Yep. I mean, the guy is such an imposter. It's unbelievable.
What about the new videos, two of them of his wife saying, you know, he was born in Kenya, and you know, we went back to Kenya, the place of his birth. I mean, she's just out there like it's a sick joke.
Right, and now that has been released lately in the past few months, but that's from 2008. I mean, the overwhelming evidence and the overwhelming actual evidence and circumstantial evidence is overwhelming that Obama was born in Africa, that he is not natural born. And because of his status over in Indonesia, I believe that he came back to the United States of Hawaii at age 10, and I believe they came back on his Indonesia passport, and then, believe it or not, he didn't go through immigration, and therefore he's not only not natural born, he's not naturalized, but he's an illegal alien.
All right, Phil Berg, let's expand on that, because the media always says, hey, why would his family put a birth announcement in the newspaper if that isn't true? Well, if you've got a daughter who's overseas, she's going to write, she's going to call. I mean, they're going to want him to be a citizen. They're going to want to cover their bases and carry out this fraud. They were high-powered foundation people, you know, tied into intelligence. The evidence is clear. I mean, that's happened many times where people dummied up that their kid was really born, you know, in the United States when they weren't.
Well, it doesn't really even say he was born in the United States. It said he was born. My children live in different states. One of my daughter-in-law is expecting. As last year, when one of my grandchildren was born, I put an announcement in a paper here locally where I live. That doesn't mean they live here, because they don't live here. And also, Hawaii permitted the cold being given for someone up to a year after birth. So, you know, they hang their head on this cold, and they hang on this two newspaper announcements of a birth on a street address, which people checked out, and people there said there was never a black child living there. So that to me is not evidence. Or like on our website, we have the tape of Sarah Obama, that's his step-grandmother, in Swahili, and we have the translation stating that she was in the hospital when he was born in Mombasa, Kenya, on August 4th, 1961.
And they act suspicious of grabbing and detaining reporters that go over there time and time again. So very suspicious.
Absolutely. And may she rest in peace. But his white grandmother in Hawaii, you never saw the press near her. She would have known where he was born. She would have known facts about, but she never got to the press. And also, was, you know, this is the woman that meant so much to him during his lifetime. Yet when she died, he didn't even fly back for her funeral. You know, he did it like a month later. But also 2 weeks before that, he said, she's deathly ill and I'm going to fly out in a half hour to see her. Then he changed his mind and flew out 2 days later. And if she's such an important person, why didn't he take his wife with him? And maybe the kids, but definitely his wife. He didn't take his wife with him. I mean, the whole thing, nothing makes sense with Obama about this. But what is, and let me go back on the thing, where I think he's not natural born and not naturalized. That's one of the cases I have pending now in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the Washington, D.C. Court of Appeals, which affirmed recently the decision to not let my case go forward. But I've now asked for a court en banc. I've asked for the entire court to hear my case. There I'm alleging that Obama is not natural born, not naturalized, but he's an illegal alien, and therefore his term as a United States Senator from Illinois was fraud. Therefore, the salary and benefits he received should be returned to the U.S. Treasury, which is about $1 million. Those type cases are sealed. When I had it sealed, the people wondered why. All those type cases, which are called False Claims Act or qui tem cases, are sealed. They're mainly used in Medicaid and Medicare fraud cases, and they're sealed because the person you're bringing it against is not notified of the case. It goes to the Justice Department and the Attorney General's office for them to review the case in 60 days and make a decision of, one, are they going to prosecute the case? Two, are going to let the person who brought the case, in this case, what's called a relator, or three, dismiss the case. Very few cases are dismissed. They decided to dismiss my case against Obama, and I raised the issue of conflict of interest. And, Alex, if this scenario is not conflict of interest, we should take those words out of the dictionary and out of the legal dictionary and out of the legal system. I mean the fact that the decision is made by the Department of Justice and the Attorney General's office. Who's the head of that? The Attorney General of the United States. Who's the Attorney General of the United States? Eric Holder. Well, Eric Holder, number one, was a senior member of Obama's campaign staff. Number two, he was one of three individuals selected by Obama to select a vice president who eventually selected Biden. And number three, he was nominated, appointed, and confirmed as attorney general, the highest law enforcement officer in the country who reports to the president. So if that person is not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. So that's where I'm at now with the D.C. Court of Appeals. Hopefully they'll have a court in bonk. If not, we're going to take that case up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, let me say this. You've definitely won in the court of public opinion. A lot of Congress people and others will come out and say that they think the birth certificate issue is legitimate. There's no doubt the Indonesian citizenship. We've got a president with a fake made-up name. That's confirmed. I mean, that's why the controlled corporate media keeps getting so mad that we won't shut up about this and that it just keeps gaining ground in national polls, because when somebody looks at the actual evidence, it is overwhelming that there's a massive cover-up and he's ineligible just on the Indonesian citizenship and name issue. And that's why they've got all of his college records so sealed. And so his approval rating's gone from 85% down to 40. He's got the lowest approval rating of any president this far into their situation. But then there's the issue you raised years ago on this show. He's compromised. The establishment knows he's Indonesian citizen, bare minimum, almost certainly born in Kenya, Kenyan citizen born. They know that, so imagine how they're able to blackmail him with this information.
Oh, I definitely think he's blackmailed. I think that's why most of the speeches he gives are on teleprompter. He's reading them. He's great to deliver a speech off a teleprompter, not as good elsewhere. But he's told what to say, and I think our whole country is in jeopardy because of it. This health care bill is blatantly, as far as I'm concerned, unconstitutional, and many other things he's doing. And that's why, and through your help, we had scheduled, if you recall, March back Memorial Day. We had to cancel that for certain reasons. Excuse me. We haven't rescheduled yet, but looks like we're going to have it in October, getting near election time, because I think people's interest will be up.
Why did you have to reschedule?
Well, because more and more, several groups want to join in with me, and we didn't have enough time to plan it right. I want to have this march, since we're working on a date now for October, and I want it to be the largest march in Washington, D.C. history, because this affront to our U.S. Constitution is the biggest hoax against the Constitution, against our country, against our citizens in 234 years since our Constitution came into effect. You know, the comparison has to be for people out there that question Arnold Schwarzenegger. People have talked to him for 10, 15 years about running for president, and he constantly says, amend the Constitution. I was born in Austria.
Amend the Constitution.
Right.
I was born. You know, he could just change his name, though, to like Belly Bob and say, I am born in California.
He could run on the Obama theory from now on. Obama is destroying the Constitution. Obama has basically said, I don't care about the Constitution. He's basically walking all over the Constitution.
It is a conspiracy theory that I was born in Austria. I was born in California.
Right. How about Obama when he was, I think, back in the spring of 2008, when everyone else was saluting the flag, and he was standing there with his arm down the side? How about when he would never wear an American flag lapel pin? You know, he's changed that. But his, and then The biggest thing, as far as I'm concerned, he goes around the world apologizing for the United States. Then he bows down to the Saudi king. He bows down to the Japanese emperor. He bows down to the
And then they lie each time and say that he's dropped something. I mean, he just, oh, your majesty, oh, you're so great. And they're like, oh, he was picking up something.
Yeah, he was picking up. You know, but just what he has done has destroyed the image of the United States around the world.
Your Majesty. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and that's why, as soon as we get a date here, I'm going to be back on your show, and we're going to ask people to come, because this is the biggest. I don't care what your issue is with Obama. But think about it. If your issue is taxation, if your issue is education, if your issue is medical, whatever your issue is, it all falls back, and then I'm appealing in a way to all the Tea Party people. You have different issues out there, but the main controlling issue is the fact he's a usurper. He's a phony. He's a fraud. He's an imposter. If I am right, and I know I am, if the courts won't handle this, we, the American people, getting together can demand. And if we can bring in 1 to 2 million people to Washington, D.C., and we can have them there and bring a copy of your birth certificate and everyone hold over their head their copy, the national media will have to cover this. And I really believe we can force Obama out of office, because once the American people stand firm, see, I believe that not enough American public knows about this. Because remember, you need a real live birth certificate to register your child for little.
Well, I mean, listen. If he had it, he would have released it. He's been very suspicious about this. But regardless, let's say we're wrong and he was born in Hawaii, which the evidence shows is not the case. He was born in Kenya. His real name is Barry Sotero. He is an Indonesian citizen and went to an Islamic school. And I'm not saying it's bad that he went to an Islamic school. The point is, the guy is as phony as a $3 bill who he says he is. His name is Barry Sotero. Barry Sotero. We've got him. That guy's an imposter. Philberg, you're right. Final segment. Stay with us.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032, or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent Independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Some of these key stories we haven't had time to get to are up at GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com. Paul Craig Roberts says U.S. Treasury is running on fumes. Key article. Grim tidings from the Netherlands. Prince Bernhard's grandchildren continue Bilderberg legacy. Key report up there. Also, Google and CIA plowed through millions into huge record the future monitoring project. Steve Watson's got this article, and it's up at GCNlive.com. Again, here's another one. Google and CIA fund political pre-crime technology. Kurt Nemo, also at GCNlive.com, and all this is also at Infowars.com. And another big report that Rob Dew wrote, WorldNet Daily Writer says, fluoride is good for you, an open letter to the writer. It's very well documented if you want a lot of key fluoride facts. That's all at GCNlive.com. Going back to attorney Phil Berg, also former deputy attorney general in Pennsylvania, really the first guy to credibly go after Obama on the birth certificate and the Indonesia issues. We've got about 3-4 minutes left. Any other key developments? What do you think about states moving to pass laws to force him to give him the birth certificate? Didn't Arizona pass that?
No, it was introduced, and the House passed it, I think, and the Senate didn't pass it. But you can know there's a phony here because Representative Posey in Florida, U.S. Congressman, Republican, introduced legislation that all presidential candidates as of 2012 must show that their natural-born status to be qualified. About 8 other Republicans joined in, but no Democrats. Now, why did no Democrats join in? Because they know he's a fraud. They know he's a phony. If I may give a pitch here, our website is ObamaCrimes.com, O-B-A-M-A. CRIMES.com.com. ObamaCrimes.com. Right now, we need some help. We need some money. We're going to raise some money because we want to advertise this march since we have the date. We want as many people in this country to be aware of this. I believe people in this country do not know about this. I think the majority of people don't know. And if they did know, we could have 10 million people in Washington because this is such an outrage. You know, you might differ on different policies or, you know, Republican ideas, Democrat ideas. This crosses, like, I'm a Democrat, but this crosses everything. This crosses the line completely.
Well, if they can get away with this, the sky's the limit.
Well, I do this. I say the most important thing we have is what? Is the U.S. Constitution. There's nothing more important than the Constitution, and the 305, 308 million people in the country deserve to know the truth. Our forefathers need us to fight for this, and the men and women who have served valiantly in our wars over the years, 1.6 million died defending our Constitution. Another 1.6 million have been injured. And how about the millions of others who haven't, who have served our nation and are still serving our nation, which they shouldn't be over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they are doing to defend this Constitution, which Obama does not treat. Obama thinks it's trash. Obama's out for this New World Order, and the New World Order will not help us. So I need everyone to join with us, spread the word. You know, such an honor to be on your show again, Alex. ObamaCrimes.com. Help us. And as soon as the date comes out, I'm going to be back on your show. And we're going to make sure that this is the largest march in Washington, D.C. history, because there's nothing more important than the U.S. Constitution.
And if we bring Obama down, his government health care, all of it will also be reversed. Phil Berg, look forward to talking to you as the march nears. God bless you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You bet. There goes Phil Berg. We're basically out of time for this hour. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into the whole Google spying and the fact that they claim they can predict the future now by tracking everything that you're doing. If you don't have an AM and FM that carries all of the show, ask them to. Be sure and support our local sponsors. But also, you can always listen to the free podcast. Download that at Infowars.com on the listen page. Download the free iPhone app. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. That's at Infowars.com. And you can also listen to us on shortwave and a lot of new affiliates. We've been getting about 3 or 4 new affiliates a week. 6 months ago, it was about 2 a week. I mean, the show is just exploding, and we want to thank all the stations that do pick up the show. Be sure and support those local sponsors. And please spread the word. Tell everybody how you listen to the show and how they can listen. That's how we're going to reach more people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.